Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, angel faces. Welcome back to the Give Them La La podcast. Happy mother freaking hump day. We have Eastie Boy. How you doing?
Good. How's everybody else?
We are all good. Jessica.
Hello.
How you
doing? I'm great.
Good. We had a very short week last week. I'm like trying to get back into the groove of having a full 5 days. My amazing brain named Jessica gave me two?
3 days
off. Didn't you give me 3 days off?
Last week?
Yeah.
Was that just
I
was
had
that
Monday.
Last week?
I had Monday in Newport with family friends, the Russins. I had Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
Family Russin day. And then,
Friday.
Yeah.
Friday.
You know
well.
What's funny? I'm looking at the schedule right now. I love this about you, though. Your days off are like the day. We still work. Like, I'm looking at the schedule. Monday, we had work in the morning. Thursday, we had work in the morning. But as long as you're able to leave by a nice time, that means a day off for you. And I love that. So, yes, yeah. I guess day off.
Shout out to the Russins for letting us crash
their
party.
But no, we grew up going to Newport with the Russins.
Yeah.
It was, like, so incredible to sit exactly where we sat with Dad.
It was nostalgic,
and I had many.
So amazing.
Did you have a good time?
Oh, I had the most fun.
Like, because you got to hang out with.
Yeah. Like, I would like. That is one thing I want to look when it's downtime, when they're cheaper. I would love to go for a week and just
get a beach house.
Yeah, just get a beach house and work from there.
Stay at the atrium, maybe across from the airport.
I could do that.
I don't think I could
fly in, fly out. John, here we come.
I've experienced luxury now at this point in my life, and I don't think I could do go back.
I could give a shit where I'm at. If I'm at the atrium and the beach is right there,
easy breezy.
Yeah, I
you
can
know
go
what?
Right into the pool, see everybody.
Okay. I mean, I did see Dennis Rodman at the atrium one
see?
Time.
By the throwing pool parties.
Pool parties.
Yeah.
Years ago?
Oh, I had to have been maybe 16.
Okay. I want to say,
it was years ago.
Yeah, decades.
But it's kind of like the Seinfeld episode, like with my mom when it's like first class, you know, Will or Elaine and yeah, Jerry. It's like, we only have one seat in first and another in coach. And Jerry's like, I'll take the first class. And he's like, Elaine, you've never been in first class. You don't know what you're missing. It's kind of like me with my mom. Or even Easton. I'm like, I've experienced luxury. You guys can stay at the atrium. Don't catch me at the Four Seasons.
No.
All right?
What?
Just like my mama.
I'm, gonna have to humble
I'm like,
this
you're
bitch.
Not getting first. I'm getting the life flat because you don't know what it's like to be in a life flat and then go back to coach.
No.
Well, then you better never introduce her to a life flat because
she already
well,
has.
Then I'm really okay. screwed.
She's calling me now. She's like, Easton, we have to get these done. Like our insurance stuff. And I go, okay. I'll get mine done. I go, why are you not doing yours? She goes, I can't see.
We're codependent.
And I was
Let's
thinking.
Let's just call it what it is. We're all so codependent. Like, just, we're all
and codependent. I go, am I just doing yours? Is that what you want? She goes, well, like, it's easier, right? And I just said, that's all you had to say. Don't just, like, make this seem like I'm doing us a favor. Just ask me to do the favor for us.
Right.
Yeah, or there like you're putting, you're yeah. putting, you're throwing a wrench in the whole
yeah,
thing.
It's like, just Lisa, Easton, just send it to me and go, would you do this for me and be so kind? Yes.
Easton calls our mom Elastigirl because she really stretches, you know?
It's like she reaches for everything and she will not stop. So she will, even if you stop her and put a wall in front of her logic, She will reach above that wall and reach and fucking grab whatever she can behind it. And she'll grab something.
For a very quick example, and then we'll move on. You asked me, Jess, can you get your laptop charger?
Yes.
And my mom was like, the cord. We don't have the cord. We only have the plug. And I said, I know, Mom, because the cord was used in the car for Ocean's iPad. And she kept wanting to blame it on me. And I'm like, you're not getting it. I'm not saying the cord is lost. I'm telling you the cord is in the car. Okay? And she's like, I haven't seen it. I'm like, it's there. Don't fucking worry about it. She's like, well, I didn't lose it. I'm like, it's not lost. It's in the car. Well, I didn't put it in the car. I'm like, it doesn't matter who put it in the car. It's in the car. I'll figure it out. She comes around the corner after letting it marinate.
5 minutes, too.
5, 10 minutes have passed. Yeah. And she's like, Lauren, is it the cord that you put the C's on for computer? And I was like, yes, it's exactly right. And she goes, okay, now I'm remembering. And she goes, but you know that I didn't put it in the car. And I was like,
you physically took it down. That's why I don't remember. Okay, sweetheart.
Oh my God. I know. I looked at you and I was like, this is why you call her Elastigirl. I totally get it now.
I love that you're here now, Easton, so to just great. Be around and all the energy, because it was so entertaining just to watch Lisa and Lala for so long. But now with you in the mix, it's just,
and I know, I told her too, I go, me being here is going to be the death of you. Because she used to be able to like call me to complain about Lauren on like the keys. Now I'm in the mix of putting the keys.
Yeah.
And so now she can't throw it on me of like, and now she has no one to vent to. So now she is just getting beaten. I love you, Lisa.
Can we have Elise back on the podcast soon, please?
Yes, yes. I have so much to talk to her about.
That's the other thing. And I almost want her on the podcast for when we talk about the gentleman running through it.
When we talk about the man in the apartment complex that we live in, yes, she has to be here.
Okay.
That's another fucking nightmare. Anyway, she's great. Lisa's so great.
She's the
best.
But
you're right. She can't hustle any of us. But I did say to her, because the keys to the office.
That's why I was sitting outside for 30 minutes.
Right, because she lost them. Because I have been sucking on Chupa Chups a lot lately.
Lollipops, right?
Lollipops. And I was asking her in the car, can you open this? And she was like, this is the hardest thing ever. So I'm like, I grabbed the keys to the office to use as like kind of like a little razor to cut the wrapping off. All right. Cut to where we are now. The keys are nowhere to be found. Okay.
We had
them in the car. We had a 2-hour drive to Palm Springs. Where could they have gone? She wants to blame it on me. I said, Lisa, you remember opening the sucker, right? And she says, yes. And I see her wheels moving and she's like, I see her thinking, I am the last one who touched them. Where could they have gone? I said, you are the only person on the planet that touches something, it attaches itself to you, and then flies into the abyss. Nowhere to be seen ever again.
I guarantee you they're in Palm Springs.
She has lost a credit card. You know this, Jess.
Yes.
A credit card. She is convinced that Ocean took it.
Oh.
And hid it somewhere. And she always, every single day, asks Ocean, can you find Gigi's credit card? I'm like, the credit card is gone. And if you would have just called it in as, and it hasn't been used. So that's why she's convinced Ocean hid it somewhere. My daughter doesn't hide things. She just doesn't.
She puts it on Ocean. That is so funny.
It's never her
when
fault.
When you start placing blame on a 2-year-old, you know you've lost your damn mind.
Her marbles are all over the floor.
That's so
all
funny.
Over the freaking floor. Is it funny though, Jess?
It's so funny. And leasing agent, if you are listening to this, Lisa, yes, she did misplace the office keys, but they're not lost. They're just misplaced. Okay, so we don't need all new keys. We just need a couple new keys. Thank you.
And a card to get in.
Yeah. I'm going to get a call. He's going to be like, well, if they're lost, we need all new keys. We got to replace everyone's keys.
No, they've gone into the abyss. They will never be seen again because they're in the middle of the earth now. They're, Lisa touched them. They've been burnt to a crisp by the earth's core. Okay? I swear to God.
So I have two game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes because I'm very into just easy right now, and anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part, Zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, no glue manis, and press-on falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The press-on falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold, and that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress no glue manis and Impress no glue press-on falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now, so get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala. And use code LALA at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and press-on falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/LALA and use code LALA at checkout for 25% off. Here's what I love about doing a podcast. It doesn't really require any glam, like at all. I can podcast in comfort, and for me, that means wearing my new favorite, super soft Quince cashmere tee. Thanks to Quince, I've got a lineup of timeless, comfortable pieces that keep me looking so chic summer after summer. Quince has premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts starting at $30. You can find silk tops, 14-karat jewelry, and so much more. And this is my favorite part. All Quince items are 50 to 80% less than many similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes all of those savings on to us. And don't get me started on their towels. I have the Quince waffle towels at the Palm Springs house. I have them in white, and they are so soft. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Lala for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Lala to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Lala.
Can we talk about this real quick? I posted a picture over the weekend, which was me holding hands with what looks like 50 Cent, obviously.
I thought it was.
A lot of people, and actually a lot of people slide in my DM and they're like, if you need editing, like, please let me know.
That's not the point.
And I'm like, no, because the moment that you like make it look professional, it takes away the funniness. It's supposed to be a botch looking job.
Thank you.
It's
yes.
putting a sticker on a picture.
I saw the comments and I was like, no, that's what makes it so funny. It's like the picture of you and yourself and you covered up Raquel. The head was huge. It was hilarious.
That's what makes it funny. And if you don't get it, then like you and I would not get along very well, because what I think is funny and you think is funny are two different things. Mm-hmm. All right. So I'm talking to Candace, my childhood best friend. We've known each other since kindergarten in Mrs. Condi's class. And I wanted to hang out with her because she was pretty and had big bows. And I told my mom that, and she put together a play date. And then we all became best friends with the Russin family.
So cute.
So she's reminding me of all of these things. And she's like, do you remember when we went to so-and-so's birthday party? This was in the 7th grade. And her dad was handing out autographed pictures because he was like a motivational speaker and had a lot of celebrities that he had come in contact with. She said, you got the one of the signed 50 Cent photo and you lost your mind. I look at my mother. I go, where is it? Where is it?
Oh, she has no idea.
Has no idea.
In all honesty, though, it'll show up.
It will show up. It's probably in storage. We haven't gotten rid of
it. It is in storage. We have so many like
now this girl's,
buckets.
We have buckets of things.
So it will show up.
Now this girl's dad, the girl's birthday, her dad was a little weird. I wouldn't be surprised if he was like a narcissist. I wouldn't be surprised if he signed the photos himself and pretended like he knew all these people.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even think of that.
Like, I highly doubt that 50 Cent called you to give him words of wisdom. I just don't see that happening. Like, I'm going to choose this white man from Utah who has never seen struggle in all his lives to motivational speak me to death. I just don't see it happening, but who knows? Anyway, she then goes on to talk about how I used to pick her up for school when I got my license, sophomore year, blasting 50 Cent. And I was like, this has been an obsession for a long time.
Did you not know that? Like, did you not?
I only remember seeing in the club the music video and being like, I love 50 Cent.
Yeah.
I always loved 50 Cent and Tupac. Mm-hmm. But for her to have specific memories of like it being dark outside because it's the dead of winter, picking her up at 7 a.m. to go to school, blasting 50 Cent, it's like, and then the autograph picture, it was just like, oh my gosh, it was so great to be with her because they start bringing up memories.
Yeah.
And you're like, wow, maybe I haven't changed that much.
Let me ask you, did he reach out at all about it or no?
Who?
50.
Fofty.
About the photo?
No.
Oh, you went out, you're on private.
I went on private, but I don't think he would have even seen it. And for a minute, I went into my comments and was like seeing people who were like, oh, whatever they were saying, negative shit. And then I was like, you know what? 50 trolls people all the live long day.
Yeah.
And I sometimes go into his comments and people are like, 50, give it up or whatever.
It's almost to the...
And he doesn't delete them. He doesn't even see them. He posts another and then like one. Moves on and posts something else.
He'll post something and be getting trolled through that. But by the time he's read those, he's already posted six.
Yeah. I don't think.
I feel like people are sick of trolling him because they're like, oh, damn.
He's not even seeing it.
By the time you press send, he's posted two more.
Right.
I love it too. His page is great.
He never deletes any. So great. He doesn't ever delete any of the trolling posts either.
Right. Yeah. So I've stopped doing that too.
You stopped. Deleting. Got it.
Yeah. You know you've made it when you have trolls.
Yeah.
Because only a really sad person would be like, I'm going to get in the comment section. We talk about it all the time. Anyway, I really, now that we've talked about, we've tangented our asses off, let's like hone in. Did you guys see, I want to talk about the submarine very quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I was Ocean reading Gate. About that.
What's it called?
Ocean Gate.
That's the name of the company, right?
Yes. Yeah.
How many people were on the submarine? Five?
Five. And one was a 19-year-old. I thought they were all like older, but like for the 19-year-old, obviously it's all sad.
Well, he didn't want to go.
And that's what I was reading.
Like he apparently only went because it was Father's Day. Yep. Like his dad did this for Father's Day and really wanted him to go. There were also people, there was one guy who said, I went on this submarine and we only went X amount of feet deep and I knew this was not safe to go in.
And it was on video.
What? Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, I saw like a recording of the whole thing and there was four or five of them on and they just dropped down to like 30 feet. And then like you could hear things in the sub, like kind of like, it. To me, it doesn't sound right. But then they went back up and like, they were like, oh, it worked. And I mean, that was years ago.
So it was like 4 years ago, yeah, I want to say.
Oh, so it wasn't testing it out for this expedition.
Not this exact, but it was the exact same sub.
Wow. Yes, and he was like, I just knew that it was not safe enough to do what they were wanting to do with it. Now, when you think about this and you hear all of these things going on where it was like, oh, it was made from off-the-shelf parts. It was being controlled by what, a Nintendo or an Xbox
controller? I mean, it really does look like a PlayStation 5 controller, which I'm not going to say is like most things are now being controlled like that. It really is. But when you're going into depths that you can die in,
right?
I feel like you would want something a little more sturdy than a controller, something more bound to the submarine,
right?
Where like if something went wrong, you can at least grab something that is a manual to the props or a manual turning thing to lift up or down. Because if a controller can die, a controller can disconnect. And obviously when you're in a crane or things like that, you're on land and you're like, okay, now we have to figure this out. You can't do that when you're in a submarine. It's life or death. You
right.
have oxygen supply, all of this that is very limited. So for me to just look at it and for them to be like, this is what you do it with, and they're like throwing it on the ground. I'm like, at what point does that jar things in the controller? And I mean, I'm overthinking for sure, but it's like,
I don't think you're overthinking it at all.
I mean, for me, just like, I would look at that as a big red flag of like, okay, my next question is, what manual like
control device
control do you have that if that does lose, and if they were like, well, we have like five backup. Of them, I'd be like, okay, well, I don't trust all five.
Right.
Right.
I need something manual.
That's completely different.
Yes. That is bound to this sub that I can like physically move or something to do with like a controller.
Or it was there any sort of like alarm system where it's like, if something were happening to the sub, it starts going off similar to a car. Mm-hmm. Like my car is going to let me know if my tire is ain't low. Acting right. Yes. And it's going to let me know well before anything happens, right? So I can go in and get it checked. Was there any sort of device inside that was letting them know, like, the pressure's getting funky? We may run out of oxygen in 40 hours. I mean, go back to the surface. I don't think there was anything like that.
No, I really don't think there was anything of life-saving equipment on there to tell you what was going wrong.
Do you think it was because they were planning on only doing a 9-hour excursion?
Yeah, and I mean, I get what they were doing, and they probably were equipped with what they thought they needed. But even that, the Titanic is down there. There is wrenches and rope. Clip the top of it, and if something happens, you start bringing it up manually that way.
They were found 36. It was the length of 36 football fields is where they found the back of the sub and the front. I think it's way shrapnel. Too deep to have someone, because then someone's got to go down and attach it to the freaking Titanic.
They can't even go down there because the equipment would be too expensive, because down that far the PSI is too heavy. Like,
yeah,
right? Not PSI, but
the pressure. Yeah. And but they've had like the military, whoever, the Marines or
the
whatever.
Navy.
Yeah, the
they
Navy.
Heard it.
Yeah, did they hear it?
So yeah, I don't know if you guys read that. It exploded like the first like
I heard like
40 minutes in.
Yeah, I heard they lost contact the first hour.
Yeah, and they were thinking like the controller or this or that, but the Navy said that they heard like wavelengths in the ocean that were similar to an explosion. And so that was like, you know, it was within the hour of. So
yeah.
They were just looking for.
There's no shrapnel that no whole time. Positive out of this at all, of course. What I did see, which I guess, I don't know the words to describe it, but something that I guess could give survivors and family survivors a peace of mind is that it happened so fast that the literal brain could not process
the
pain, meaning they were gone before they knew they were gone. So it's just being here 1 minute and then being in heaven the next.
I think that would be.
Which is great. But then when you were saying, do they have anything that's like saying the pressure down that low? You can't have anything that's like the pressure's getting too, because by the time
but
you're saying that, it's going to explode.
But how far down could they have gotten within an hour?
Well,
I wonder how deep it
the
was.
The sub, from
that.
What I heard, could they found them at 30,000 feet? 35?
They found the part, like the back and the front. The rest of the middle part
and I could
where
be
they
very
were.
Wrong.
I don't think that they've found any of that, but they said
sub
they
could
did
still
locate.
Go, the sub could still go 1,000 plus feet more than where they found the part, so it should never have exploded. It was supposed to be able to go that low and even lower than the
It was
the
supposed
surface.
To. That's what they thought in their minds, but had it been tested before these people, like I would have sent that thing down on
by
its
itself,
own.
By itself.
Send it down
people.
On its own.
But if it's ran by a fucking controller, how about you put a camera and then just drive the controller from up top?
I have to, like, in my mind, if that didn't, I need to read more up on this. If surely it was sent down there by itself multiple times.
Yeah,
I would assume.
I haven't read on that at all.
I haven't read on that either. Like, I'm literally just sitting here with very minimal knowledge. But this is the podcast where we do this. And then people write in and educate me.
And they go, you were
That's
wrong.
What I like.
I've heard a million and one different stories. The girl who lasered me was like very, very educated on every detail of this. In fact, I wanted to get her on this podcast. But to be completely honest, I thought that this week's episode would be the Howie Mandel podcast, but we needed more editing time and approval time.
Yes.
So that's why you guys are getting
the bullshit
episode. But the reason why I'm bringing this up is because there's two stories that I want to talk about. It's the submarine story and also the tiger shark eating and killing where was he from? Do we remember? I think he was Russian.
Yeah, he was
the
Russian
and it was in
Egypt.
I think he was around 30, 32, and it happened off of Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to go, they're very different, but they go hand in hand. I saw a lot of comments when it came to the death of these people who were on the submarine, because it was $250,000 per person. And a lot of trolls were talking about this being rich people shit. And it's because rich people always want to do this, that, and the other. And it's so crazy to me how when you can, you're a human being who comes in contact with people that you love, that you can't comprehend. Something has to be about rich people other than like it just being, wow, people died.
Oh, yeah.
It's such a mind fuck for me.
Well, it's those are like the bottom of the bottom of the bear. I don't know.
But they're a lot more common than not.
It's horrifying. Right? It's disgusting.
When you look at accounts on Instagram that are strictly talking about, there's no face to the profile. It's just they pump news out. To look at the comment section, you lose faith in humanity. Mm-hmm. It's like, how could someone who like, and you click on these profiles of these trolls and it's like, they have pictures of their kids or a picture of their dog in the profile picture. And it's like, you're a human being who's definitely capable of love because I see that you have children or I see that your bio says that you're a preschool teacher or whatever it may be, how you can be so disconnected because somebody has a different bank account than yours and you say, oh, well, this is what happens when you are rich and decide to do something stupid.
Right. What if you were the kindergarten teacher that taught him before he had nothing? And then he makes wealth. Are you going to still have that same look at him?
Well, no one thinks that way.
You know?
Everyone, it's all ridiculous and it's all, I don't know. There's just so many things that you could say that I've gone skydiving twice. If I died the second time, are people going to come out and say, oh, look at her going, well, what do you think is going to happen? Because technically you could say that with skydiving.
You like, say it with anything.
You're jumping out of a plane, of course. But it's so stupid that it's like not even worth the energy. And you're right. It like kind of makes you lose faith in humanity when it's like, comment after comment after comment. It's like
when there's more bad and then every, you know, 15 comments, there's one person saying like people lost their lives. It's like, wow, this is a little, this I don't relate to at all. And I don't understand what chip you have on your shoulder that would make you so disconnected from human life. Mm-hmm. Does that, am I making sense?
Yes, 100%.
So there's that part. I pulled up the video because I am a sick fuck. I should have never done that. But it's so edited that you can't see what's happening to this guy who's being mauled to death by a tiger shark. Did you watch it, Easton?
Yeah, I saw it.
So did you see it, Jess? Did you hear about it?
I've been looking at it as we're speaking. It's horrific. I don't think I could watch the rest. It's really heartbreaking, all of it.
They killed the shark.
That's another, like, everything about it is.
Well, by the way, you have to kill the shark.
Yeah, because now it becomes,
you have to kill the shark because if he is indeed.
Well, now if he just fed off of him, that shark will learn that if people keep coming back, that is now feeding land for him. So people are going to keep getting eaten. So you have to kill the shark to keep it away because it'll think that that's its feeding bowl.
Right. I am not well versed in each type of shark. I've heard that sharks just in general are not interested in humans. They don't like the taste, but by the time they bite into you and think you're something different than a person and realize that they don't like how you taste, you know, you've got real at times, you know, like life-threatening injuries, right? Yeah. Or you lose a limb. But this shark was like kept coming back.
Oh yeah, I don't know what was going on underneath that water.
So this was a 23-year-old.
Yeah. Oh, he was,
and his father
his
was watching,
and he was
and his
yelling,
girlfriend yeah. was also in the water. And I don't know what prompted me to watch it. By the way, the ocean is the most beautiful but most terrifying thing to me on the planet. Mm. It's so peaceful but can cause utter destruction. And when I named ocean, for me it was like the ocean in my eyes is the most powerful thing on the planet and the most beautiful, but you don't mess with it, right?
Yeah.
It's Mother Nature.
Absolutely. You can't control it. Oof. You don't know what's going on below the surface. You don't know where, you know, the deepest part of the ocean. We don't know where it is. We don't know that we'll ever find where it is.
Isn't it crazy that we go into space trying to find all that out and we don't even know what is on our own planet? We haven't put any money into figuring out how to go deeper into the ocean.
Well, I'm sure that we have.
No, we have not.
Is that fact?
That is fact. Like, there are parts of the ocean that we haven't seen because the pressure is so heavy with the amount of water down there that we can't go down.
But it's just scary to me.
It is. We think that there's things that we don't even know about down there.
Well, there's absolutely things we don't know 100%. About.
And part of me is like, why don't you go explore? And then the other part of me is like, leave it alone.
I think the lowest part, there was a jellyfish. And like they were talking about the way. So like, know how you can almost see through a jellyfish?
Right.
And I'm not going to use like the right terminology. So please, everyone, correct me. They become like translucent. So the water.
You can't even see them?
Well, barely, but it makes it so the water can go through them. So it's not so compressed on their body. So they explode. Because fish will go to the bottom to where it's maybe a little unsafe, but safe enough. But they, if they go any lower, the fish will like explode because the pressure.
Depending on, but there's like so fish that are probably down there
fish
that we don't
know about. Translucent
yeah.
can go as far down as they want. And that's what we haven't put money into of seeing how can we go further down. Because they're saying that things have come up. There's like a video on an oil rig out in the water.
Yeah.
And it is an octopus and its tentacles are like 30 feet long each. And it is huge. And no one's ever seen it again.
Well, that's the old sailor stories that like the monsters of the sea.
Yeah,
those are just like giant squids that took down ships.
And you don't think that exists? They are absolutely down there lurking. Oh. Bermuda Triangle.
Like,
so for
boats
me,
go down, and who knows what's like? There's just thousands of boats.
And I gave you the wrong word, by the way. Translucent just means see through, but you mean like
it is,
something
become,
can move through it.
Yeah,
yes.
So
someone
translucent,
tell us that.
I think it is translucent. They
is
get
it?
Like where okay. you can see through them because that's how they.
Yeah, see through,
but to have something, to have an element move through you is not the word.
No.
Yeah.
So give us the word, everybody. Listening,
for me,
please.
I'm telling you what, I don't want ocean to go in the water.
Really?
No.
But she loves it, doesn't she?
She can go into her ankles.
Okay.
I love lakes.
Otherwise, the lakes I mess with all day. The ocean, unless there is a partition, a brick wall, a rock wall, a net, don't care. Knowing that you're swimming about and nothing's going to mess with you, that video was traumatizing. And it also bothered me because after what happened, there are speedboats, and again, it's just on him, people recording. Number one, I don't know how it was recorded. I, for one, if that were happening, would never, my mind wouldn't be like, I got to get my phone out and
right.
film this. Never in a million years would that be my first thought to grab my phone
no.
and film something like that.
Isn't that crazy that that's people's first?
First, but it just, my first thought process is not to reach for my phone and record something horrific happening.
Yeah.
But you're watching after it's happened, these speedboats come towards the body. And I'm like, if I were in that speedboat and you see the initial attack, keep in mind he's blurred out in these videos. And then he has time to kind of move and he's screaming. Why those boats, those tiny little speedboats, would not start circling him to scare the shark away.
Mm-hmm.
Or
I
even
don't
go right at him to try to grab him and lift
anything
him up.
At all.
Yeah,
anything.
Right.
I mean, he's already near death. Like,
yeah. Even if he rip him out and a limb is gone, mm-hmm. that's better than what this outcome has become.
They killed the shark and now they want to mummify the shark and put it in a museum in Egypt, which I think is so freaking
horrible,
weird and horrifying. And I don't understand. So if anyone would like to write into the podcast to tell me if that's something that they just do in Egypt, I don't know. For me, just not being very educated in things that go into museums
in
Egypt.
Every shark, or are they wanting to mummify it because of this reasoning?
I don't know.
Because that is morbid.
And they found, when they cut the shark open, they found his body parts inside the shark. I don't know why anyone would feel the need to mummify this and put him in a museum.
That's horrifying. And I don't know. Like I said, I don't know the practices. I don't know if this is a cultural thing. It could be a sign of respect. I don't know. But my initial thought is like horrifying. If a loved one of mine died that way and the shark was going to be put in a building, I'd burn it down. I'd burn the building to the ground.
No, there's no way.
Of course you would.
Wild.
Isn't it so freaking wild?
That's really heartbreaking. I didn't even realize it was like, it's awful. That's awful.
I have been very transparent with you guys about my hair struggles between the pregnancy hormones and bleaching it all the time. I have been having some serious hair issues. And now with baby number 2 on the way, I'm already being proactive about my hair thanks to Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding. And I am definitely one of those people. Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting the root causes of thinning, which are stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, and metabolism. You can take the Nutrafol Hair Wellness Quiz on Nutrafol.com for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. Because I know we are all different and we're on different hair journeys. Nutrafol makes building a hair growth routine super easy. Purchase online, no prescription required. You get free shipping and automatic deliveries so that you never miss a day. And you'll see results in 3 to 6 months. So take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering Give Them Lala listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter promo code Lala. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code Lala. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code Lala.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
So as you guys know, this is the podcast of tangents. There's my, we spoke a little bit about some nostalgic memories in Newport. We've spoken about the tragedy with the submarine, the tragedy with the tiger shark. Let's bring it back up a bit.
If you want to go down, just go to Disneyland. Nemo ride. Safe. Secure.
Yes. Yes.
Fun.
Fun.
Well, then I started talking to people about that and they're... Mom was like, that ride does scare me every time. And I'm like, why didn't you mention this? Maybe we shouldn't go on it
anymore. On the Nemo ride?
Yeah.
Oh, you're good.
Are we?
Yeah. You can see the tops of them when they're going and like where you go, like under, like your tops are still, like know the person, the girl who stands up in the middle?
Yeah.
Their heads are above the water.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
Yeah. They're
that's looking, the best ride ever. Yeah. I just put my face against the window.
I'm not going to lie to you. I fall asleep in it 95% of the time.
It's the best.
It's a good one. It's a good nap spot.
It is a great nap spot. And Ocean puts her hands on under her chin and looks out the window. I think it's pretty primo nap time for her.
I can't wait till she's tall enough to ride the coasters.
Do you know how many times I've taken her? Every time I go to Disney, which is like once a month, I always put her under and I'm like, are we old enough for Space Mountain?
Do you think she'd like it?
I think she'd love it.
So when we do the Pirates ride, Pirates of the Caribbean, which is so weird, by the way, because when I say that I'm like going to the Caribbean, I say I'm going to the Caribbean, but with pirates, I say Pirates of the Caribbean.
If you said I'm going to the Caribbean for vacation, I'd be like, are you okay? Why are you saying
that? But wouldn't you
like
think
that?
It would be weird if I was like Pirates of the
Caribbean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd be like, this is what?
It's too, yeah, exactly.
I've never even heard it said like that.
Me neither, which
but
is
I've never
why...
heard it said like you just said it either. Like, I'm going to the Caribbean.
You say I'm going to the Caribbean and yeah. I'm going to ride Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yes.
That's exactly how you say it. Wait, what were
you
just
were saying?
About?
Does she get scared? I think,
so when we do that ride, which is not like a roller coaster at all, obviously it's just a drop in a boat, but I can feel her body press against mine and I can feel her face get nervous and she's gripping my arms. And then at the end, she goes, so fun! so fun! And I go, you want to do it again? She goes, no! But then every time I ask her, what ride do you want to do at Disney? She says, Pirates, Yo-Ho. And I'm like, you want to do the Yo-Ho ride? And she goes, yeah!
But she does it every, she's done it
does
multiple
it every time.
Time. Maybe just in the moment, it's like, that was fun, but not going to do it again. That's me on roller coasters. That was fun, not going to do it again.
Okay.
I think
go on Jack-Jack all day.
Oh, Jack-Jack. Yeah, the roller coaster.
Which one is Jack-Jack?
The one that goes upside down at California Adventure. It's only one. It's only one upside. Yeah, we get the hopper pass.
Same.
So I called Brittany the other day and I was like, did you book for August for Disney? Because like literally they are booked solid June and July. And she's like, mine shows that I can go anytime. And I realize that it's because we have like the mediocre Disney pass. I need to upgrade. June and July are fully booked out for me and Sheesh.
Every time, because she was like, we can't go those days. I was like, why the fuck are you spending this
money? Booked. Completely booked.
They kind of are, though. Wait, now you're making me panic. Did we book you guys for August?
Yes, we did. Okay, good. That's why I asked her.
Did we upgrade?
I'm going to upgrade when I get there because I'm sick of these blackout dates. Because now it's turning into blackout months. I will not stand for.
What do you think about Universal? Do you love it?
I don't love it. Ocean loves it, though. It's more kid-friendly for her.
Yeah.
More stuff that she can do.
No, for sure. I hate the Harry Potter ride. I throw up on it every time.
Why do you continue to go on it?
I don't know. I'm like Ocean.
But Ocean's not vomiting. Ocean's not getting physically ill.
I love the Harry Potter ride.
Gets a little
ride.
Scared.
The one that like flips you up and shit?
Yes, you're flying around on a broom or whatever you're supposed to be like pretending to be.
I had to close my eyes.
Easton has to take a Dramamine for road trips. So I don't know why he thinks that he can just do Harry Potter rides.
I get motion sickness too, though.
It's like, you know what? I'll sacrifice and I'll go on the ride with my buddies for 2 minutes and then I'll feel like shit for 4 hours.
Yeah.
But it's worth 2 minutes. Yeah. No, not for me.
It's not really worth it. I started getting car sick. I didn't realize because I'm always driving. But the other day, Ocean wanted me to sit in the back with her. So I did. And I was like, oh, I'm getting like car sick. So two things have happened since I gave birth. My gag reflex is horrific. I cannot put anything.
Sorry, boys.
But then I asked Katie, I was like,
glad you said that because I was about to.
No, but I asked Katie, I said, this is a problem. I'm using a tongue scraper and I'm not even going very far back and I'm like gagging.
Oh, I
How am I ever going to give a proper blowjob? And she was like, it's a completely different feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Like I gag with the tongue scraper too. So like don't worry about it.
Yeah, same.
The good thing is, you use a tongue scraper because I do too. Multiple. Yeah. I know a lot of people who don't. So for the ones who don't, get that tongue scraper.
Yeah, on Amazon.
Yeah, cheap. Mm-hmm. And that's where you keep your breath too. A lot of people don't know that.
Keep there's fresh.
Get that fresh breath.
Keep the
gunk
fresh
off that tongue. Yeah.
I just don't think I even need to worry about if I'm good at giving blowjobs because like I'm only going to give them to like intimate part. Like you have to be my boyfriend.
Yeah.
Like I'm not just handing him out.
And then you could practice on him, like, each week you go a little bit deeper until you got it.
And then you can tell him, like, I'm sorry that I suck at this.
Like, I've really got to get him to love me hardcore because I may vomit on him a few times.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
shit.
Okay.
Just see, if my gag reflexes were that bad, no more blowjobs. Sorry.
I feel like the guy at that point. If I had a girlfriend that was giving me blowjobs and for some reason, she can't go all the way down. Props to me. Well, I'm shooting off over here.
It was a hair tie. Nobody worry. Everyone's getting concerned.
No, not at all.
But like, if she threw up on me, I'd be like, this is not for you and we'll just do other things.
There you go. East, I would hope.
Oh, Mom and Dad did such a good job with you.
Yeah, I wouldn't be like, clean that off and get back at it, bitch.
Of course you wouldn't. Okay, lastly, it's kind of dark, but also has a happy ending. Full circle moment. So this guy faked his own death and then did like... why are you laughing, Jess?
Because I know this story and keep going.
He faked his own death and then appeared, popped up at his own funeral.
With his same name?
Just as him, as himself, to, and I quote, teach his family a valuable lesson.
I will live my life aspiring to be that fucking cool.
Guess who's gonna do that?
That is the move.
Lisa.
Lisa?
No, but I want to know how...
You guys are going to miss me when I'm gone. This shows you. I'd go, oh, I see it already. Lisa.
No, but I'd be pissed.
Oh. If you were what? If you were the person...
And then when he really dies, you're going to be sitting there going like, do you think he faked it? And you're going to have hope in your heart that he's going to reappear. He's the boy that cried wolf.
Yeah, but he's not. I get for the family it's heartbreaking, but he's living his life. He's teaching lessons. That's like the move. I'm going to do that just to see who shows up and is crying. And I'm going to be in the balcony of the church with binoculars, making sure every single person in that church is crying. And if you don't have a tear, I'm going to talk to you after the funeral.
You got to figure out a way to get in that casket and start knocking. Because
well, that was
not,
my
like,
other
it's
question.
If you're just like, hey, I'd be like, you fucking son of a bitch.
Yeah. I need to know the lengths he went to. Did he have a death certificate made? Mm. How did he fake it?
It would have to be a closed casket, else they'd be asking, like, hey, can we see the body? I know a thing or two about having to get, like, when you have to either cremate or whatever, you have to identify the body. So how did he bypass that one?
No, how did any of it happen? I don't understand.
It sounds like the funeral
home was
probably in on it, right?
This had to have been the smallest town ever.
Yes. I feel like in my hometown,
don't ask me where it is. You know I only read
the
headline.
Send it all in. Tell us where it was.
Wait, what?
Just like the podcast, like, send it home. Where was this?
Yeah, we just talk about it, and then the listeners educate us later. Yeah. And then we never talk about it again. We're like, oh, that podcast, do you remember when we talked about this? This is actually what really happened. Anyway, moving on. Man fakes his own death.
To teach family a lesson.
Like, if it's in a different country, makes sense.
No, it was in the United States.
I feel like small town, the funeral directors
were
in on it.
There's like a video. Oh my God, hold on.
Mansfield, Ohio.
A man in Belgium, no, it was definitely in a different country.
Had a feeling.
Arrived by helicopter. Oh, they're rich.
Oh, he had money.
He reportedly faked his own death because he felt unloved.
He better be the one with all the money.
And now they're all rushing to him, crying, hugging. He wanted to see who in his family cared for him. Oh, this man needs to... He needs some deep work. Some family members were unaware of the stunt.
Oh, some. Just some. So it must have been just a few then.
Oh, so the ones that were treating him well were probably in on the act too. And yes. He was like, I'm going to do this to get the cocksuckers.
I hope he parachuted in to his own funeral.
No,
he
came by helicopter.
Even better.
Landed. Fully landed.
Even better.
I give him props. And I think the family maybe learned a lesson.
I don't
understand.
If that got done to me, I'm cutting that one off.
But see, your family member, I feel like he probably didn't do it to the people that it would traumatize. If only some family members didn't know, that means, you know what I'm saying?
Like cousins and second cousins and shit?
Yeah, I feel like he probably was honest to the ones that would traumatize.
The staged funeral took place last week near Liege, I think that's how you say it, after one of Bereton's daughters reportedly wrote a tribute to her father on social media and said, "Rest in peace, Daddy. I will never stop thinking about you. Why is life so unfair? Why you? You were going to be a grandfather and you still had your whole life ahead of you. I love you. We love you. We will never forget." The prank did not sit well with viewers, and many people criticized Bereton for being cruel to his family. Beyond cruel.
Okay, his own daughter?
My dad. Yes.
Okay.
If my dad walked through the door right now, I would have.
I faked it. I'd be like, do you know the pain that you fucking caused me? You don't need to worry about feeling loved because I officially write you the fuck off. You're crazy.
If he did it to his own daughter, my viewpoints have changed. I figure like distant family, like the daughter, the wife, the son, they're in on it. Now
You know what I don't want to say a normal person, but a person with self-love would do if distant family, if it was in fact the way you're saying, didn't act like they loved him. Fuck you, your loss. Bye.
Or go to therapy.
There's many, many versions. Yours would be the healthiest. Mine's a little abrupt.
Just like, don't spend all that money faking your own death. Go to therapy.
Right?
I mean, he had to have some money if he was helicoptering in to be like, surprise, I'm alive.
Right? And it can't
and
be somebody else's money.
And I feel so loved that you're all here and crying. What?
Goodbye.
I've wounded you for all eternity, but it was worth it because now I feel loved. How selfish could you be? I don't like it, Jess.
They're going to make a movie on it.
Wow. That was almost not at all about Vanderpump Rules the entire episode. That felt so good. Things Bravo, because I'm not caught up on anything. I have to get caught up on OC. I have to get caught up on Atlanta.
Same. I counted three times. I forgot we were recording because I felt like we were just chatting it up. So I don't know if that's like a good sign or bad sign.
I like it recording in here.
Yeah. You do?
Yeah, it's more intimate. It feels like a conversation more than a production.
You mean with Howie too?
Yeah. It was fun though.
Well, it's fucking Howie Mandel. Well, you think you're going to walk into some little shed?
I would have loved that.
It was great. The interview space was great. We had great banter. Easton, you were amazing. That was the first time you co-hosted with a guest.
It was fab. It was really good.
Well, thank you guys.
No, you held your own.
I did okay, I thought.
Fingers crossed great. It comes out next week.
Yeah.
And then you'll see BTS, photos, all of it.
Well, Bravo is my life. Mm-hmm. And I care about all of their opinions and what they have to say. So if they hear it and say no go, then we figure it out. But I'm falling in line. And I think I only said the F word
once. I said it more than you, I think.
I'm trying to stop.
I do want to ask you this on this side of it. Is it weird to have, I don't know how it is for most of your guests, but Howie and having a million things to talk about, and the only thing he wanted to talk about is Bravo.
That was,
is it weird?
Well, I had yes, and it's always weird. It's like when I went to the White House Correspondents' Dinner and thought that this was my chance to make a change, and they were like, well, enough about change. Scandal. And then I have so many questions for Howie that had nothing to do, and he was like, so scandal. And I'm like,
I was even then trying to steer it away. Even when I was trying to when I was honestly interrupted you and you were like, let me finish. I was like, with what I was trying to say, it was going to fucking go into a different direction, which hopefully would have taken him off of a scandal, which would have put him into a conversation of his start. But then once you said that and you finished, he just went and I thought, fuck it.
Yeah, no, I think we had a great episode.
Oh, and it was perfect.
It will come out.
Yes.
The one thing I want to say that we didn't talk about today on the mic with Howie was that when he did the interview with Sandoval, his daughter came in wearing a Send It to Daryl sweatshirt. And Howie said, you got to take it off.
And brought one for him. She brought one for him.
Yeah.
That was what they were talking about? Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. He said, you got to take it off.
Yeah. And she brought one for him to wear. And he was like, we can't. Yeah.
And she was
like, we have to remain neutral.
She was micromanaged.
Good for Jackie. Jackie, she's very sweet. And she has killed it every time. It's like, I know that how we got dragged. But I feel like, and Jackie got, she said, I was talking to her today. And she was like, no, I feel like I got dragged. But I'm like, I saw a lot of people saying Jackie saved it. So good for her.
No, she did. There was a lot of things that she, good little side comments after Howie would make, his rant. She would be like, that's not the one.
She's like, people are going to hate you.
Well, even that, she was like, I was kicking him under the table the whole time.
Yes.
Yeah, no, it'll be, I'm excited for it to come out when it's supposed to come out.
Yeah.
All right, my loves, I hope you enjoyed this tangent of an episode. We hit some very high highs, some very low lows, but happy hump day. Happy first day of filming Vanderpump Rules season 11 for me, and we will catch you next week.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker. Although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a 3-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord. We get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.